Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Again, the Browns coming off this loss to the Ravens. They will play the Raiders this Sunday, and she is the hardest working woman in Northeast Ohio when it comes to covering your Cleveland Browns. She is Mary Kay Cabot, and she's on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good. All right, we're sitting here in the aftermath of what happened on Sunday. Just can you kind of reflect and just digest everything that we witnessed on Sunday, especially when it comes to Shedeur Sanders?
Well, I actually thought he did what he was supposed to do at the end of the game. For everything that went wrong, he actually threw a nice ball into the end zone that could have been the game-winning touchdown pass. And I think the thing to remember with all quarterbacks is no matter what happens before that, if you win the football game, that's what's important. And I think that maybe that part of it isn't getting talked about enough, that although he did really struggle in a lot of things going out there without getting first team reps and without having any practice or a game plan designed for him, he still, in the end, did what he's known for, and that is put the ball on the money in the clutch. And what would we be talking about right now if that had been caught, not broken up, whatever you want to call it? So I think that's an important thing to remember here.
Okay. I can't disagree with you on that. And I thought he threw some passes that looked good. I also thought that Dylan Gabriel played a better half maybe than what we've seen out of him.
Yes. And I think Dylan Gabriel is going to get better if he gets back out there with Tommy Reese calling the plays for him, with Cedric Tillman back, if they can get the offensive line problems fixed a little bit. I do think that was starting to come around a little bit. And plus, they were playing a few defenses coming up that were not as stout and good as some of the ones that they have played. Dylan got off to a really, really challenging start, starting out in London and in Pittsburgh. And so, yes, I think that there was progress and growth from him as well. And that's what people have to look for here. Remember, these are rookie quarterbacks that need time. They need patience. They need development.
Do you think the Browns are sitting around now going, maybe we should have got Shedeur a little bit of work with the first team going this? I think once they made the decision, and I understand that the league kind of says, hey, your starters get all the reps in practice and backups are backups for a reason. I get that. But the Browns are in the unique spot of being the only team in the NFL with two rookies in this situation. Do you think that if they could go back and do this again, they would have? Or do you think that they're like, oh, well, we knew this was a possibility when we made him the number two quarterback?
Well, I certainly think they should have. I 100% think that they should have because it is a unique situation. Most backup quarterbacks have played some football before in their career. Most backup quarterbacks aren't backing up another rookie. I do understand that most backups don't get any reps, and if they do get any, it's a couple here and there, a handful. Even a handful during the week would have been helpful for Shedeur if you are making him your backup quarterback. If not, then don't make him your backup quarterback. I wrote a column a while back saying that perhaps he would be best served by not being QB2 just for this very reason, because he wasn't probably going to get the reps. And most of all, he wasn't going to have a game plan designed for his skill set once he got out there. So if and when you were going to make him QB2, then I think 100% you needed him to take a few snaps from Ethan Posich, to throw the ball to Jerry Jeudy, to let the linemen hear your cadence, to have a feel for it, to have some kind of a feel for how these receivers move and run their routes and those kinds of things. So I do think they were remiss in not getting him any first-team reps.
With that thought in mind, the receiver group, I think, I keep watching Cedric Tillman, and I just keep thinking, please stay healthy. Please stay healthy. Because, Mary Kay, I think Cedric can play. And I think having somebody across from Jerry Jeudy would help Jerry as well. So I've always liked what I've seen of Cedric. I wonder if he can emerge as a big-time wide receiver. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he can. I think the whole problem with Ced, I mean, he's still a young player in terms of how many games that he has played.
Yep.
So he's still coming up the learning curve, even though because of his draft status and because of where he is on the depth chart, we forget about that with him. He's very, very young, and he is still learning the game. But he's got tons of talent, and I do think he's got plenty of upside. And I do think that he will help tremendously because of his size and his toughness. He's a big, tough receiver. And, yes, there are going to be times where you have to make that contested catch and where you're going to have to fight somebody down there in the red zone and in the end zone, and you're going to have to hang on to that football under tremendous duress. And he has that. So, yes, I think it's very, very helpful to have him back. But, again, remember, Shador has never thrown the ball to him. Dylan Gabriel, until last week, has never thrown the ball to him. So it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Do you think, and I know that the folks that support Shador, and he talked about him after the game, very appreciative of that. But, and there are folks that are just, I don't know if they're against him or they just don't like him and his persona. Is he misunderstood among some fans that maybe aren't pro Sanders?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, once again, he's very playful. He's dynamic. He's got a lot of personality. He grew up in the spotlight. He grew up with the cameras and the lights on him. And so he operates in a different way. He is, in some respects, an entertainer as well as a football player. But he does have that side to him where he knows how to turn it on for the cameras and those kinds of things. And maybe that is misunderstood by some people. But I will say this. He is very, very well liked in that locker room. He brings a lot of lightness and fun and humor to the situation. His teammates really, really like him a lot. And I think they're going to go out there and they're going to play very, very hard for him and they're going to support him.
Do you think he turned it on after the game on Sunday? I thought he was pretty genuine. You tell me.
Yeah, I think he was pretty genuine. I think he's almost always completely genuine in those situations. There was only one time where I thought he kind of got out of character a little bit. But for the most part, I think he does a really, really good job of standing up there and just being himself. And he is unabashedly himself, and it's very, very refreshing.
Do you think the locker room thinks that Dylan can play, that Shador can play?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I think they understand what they have. I think they understand that they have two talented rookie quarterbacks with some level of potential for both of them, and that there will be growing pains and that they have to be patient. And I mean, when you talk to Joel, who is basically the spokesperson for the team, that is the message that he always delivers. And that's genuine. They know what they have in these guys. They know that they have to support them and help them and protect them better. There are offensive line issues right now, protection issues. It's not just a line issue, but just protection in general. So it's been tough out there. And then there have been drops and there have been other issues for these guys. And things have to be pretty good around a rookie quarterback for him to succeed, and everybody just needs to elevate their game right now.
Does it feel like a wasted season for Myles Garrett and perhaps Carson Schwesinger?
Well, it is a wasted season for Myles Garrett. This is the best season I've ever seen him have. This is the best I've ever seen him play, and it's going for naught, and that's a shame, because what an unbelievable season we are witnessing and a career we are witnessing here. We are covering and dealing with arguably the greatest edge rusher of all time. We can now say that because the numbers bear it out, and he's not showing any signs whatsoever of slowing down. He's playing his best ball here in his ninth year, and it really is a sight to behold.
Do you think he wants out at the end of the season? Just curious.
You know what? I cannot answer that. I do not know if he does or not. I doubt that they would part with him, but I don't know.
I felt his frustration before the bye, and it's kind of like I know. And again, he decided to sign the contract and stay, but I just kind of, even in that press conference the other day, I was like, there's no way he's not frustrated. There's just no way.
Well, he's frustrated, but everyone knows that a quarterback can change everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look what Drake May has done in New England. If you get the quarterback, it can change things. And I think that Miles, when he gets to this offseason, will recognize, he's going to look around and say, wow, look at what we just did on defense. I mean, what a defense this is. It really is tremendous and incredible to watch. And then you look on the other side of the ball, and you see plenty of pieces over there. There are things to get excited about over there, obviously, with Harold Fannin and Dylan Sampson and Quinshon Judkins and these young guys. So there are pieces that are here from this year, and there are plenty of chips for next year to add to the pile. A ton of draft picks, and you've got so many other ways to add to this football team. So if they can convince him that they have a winning quarterback trotting out there for next season, then I think he would want to stay.
Okay, how do you do that? Do you do that by playing Dylan? Do you do that by playing Shador? Do you see a huge advancement there? Does Deshaun Watson answer that question? Or is there a veteran free agent, or even a, because even if you draft a guy next year, Mary Kay, there's a learning curve there for a young guy.
Right. There is going to be a learning curve there for a young guy, depending on who you draft. But if you have enough pieces around him and you have a good enough defense and you have a running game, you might be able to support a really, really good rookie quarterback next year. So they will draft one in 2026. They'll draft one of these quarterbacks. They've been crisscrossing the country, scouring and scouting these quarterbacks. So I believe they will draft one in the first round with one of their picks or both of their picks or however they work that out. And maybe they do look at bringing in another bridge veteran too. And I think that some of it will depend on what happens with Dylan and Shador for the rest of the season. If one of those guys demonstrates that they can sort of be that bridge and go out and start the first few games of the season if necessary, then maybe that's part of the equation. Maybe Deshaun is somehow part of the equation. He will be around next year. I've been writing this. I don't know if people are noticing that or not, but I have been writing that Deshaun Watson is going to be on the football team next year in 2026. So maybe he's your veteran something or whatever. But if they can demonstrate to some of these guys that they have a winning quarterback coming down the pike, then I think it changes everything.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Can you imagine Deshaun on the team and not playing if he's healthy?
Yes, I can. I can, because he just might not have any other option. I mean, they have his rights, and he has been a good teammate this whole entire season, and he's been a good mentor. And I've talked to people who have said, you have to have a veteran in that room. You have to have an accomplished veteran in that room. And he's been that for these guys. And I know that people don't want to hear anything good, or a lot of people don't want to hear anything good at all about Deshaun Watson, but he has contributed in that way this year, and in a big way for Dylan and for Shador. And I do believe that he can play that role again next year if they need him to.
All right, last question. Do you think they'd have a better chance to win if Bailey Zappe was the starting quarterback on Sunday?
You know what? I'm not sure. It might be six of one, half a dozen of the other. I know that the Browns believe that Shador is the better quarterback of the two. It doesn't mean he's the more ready of the two, but they believe that he is the more talented quarterback. So can his talent overcome what he doesn't know yet? Can his talent overcome the crowd noise and Max Crosby and the blitzing and all the things that he's going to see on Sunday? We'll have to see. Because the thing that he does have that we all know is that elite accuracy. And sometimes just putting the ball on the money in the clutch is enough to get the job done.
Fair enough. Mary Kay Cabot, you know we're reading you every day in the PlainDealerCleveland.com, and you know we love when we have you on the show here every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye, Mary Kay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.